I was always glad to get back to school each fall. At 14, I was 5 feet and 2 inches tall. Still very thin. At that period, it was not considered attractive to be very thin. I would have really fit in with today's idea of what is attractive. You know the saying, you can never be too rich or too thin. I wanted to play basketball, but was told I was too light to make the team. I turned to volleyball and became very good. However, there were no scheduled games for this. During my years in school, each spring we always had what was known as field day. Being held outdoors, I assume, gave it its name. It was a gala event. The girls, if they desired, could wear slacks or knickers. There were many sport events, for example, tennis, volleyball, softball, high jump, broad jump, and some I don't recall. Homemade ice cream, cake, pink lemonade, and other goodies were donated for sale. Church continued to be a big part of my life. Sunday mornings, Evelyn and I attended Sunday school and church. Not until I was about 11 did I get to night services. BYPU, which is Baptist Young People's Union, was held prior to the evening services. And one summer, about 6 p.m., my beautiful, talented, and friendly neighbor, Margaret Turner, and her boyfriend, Frank Stewart, came walking by the house, and I was in the yard. Margaret said, "Aren't you going to BYPU?" And I replied, "I can't go alone at night." She said, "Why, you can always go with us." So I ran in the house to ask Mother, and she gave her consent. That after I was ready and waiting for them until I grew older and Evelyn went with me. The year I was age 14, I was in Margaret Turner's Sunday school place, and I have many happy memories of that time. She went on to college and later married her high school sweetheart, Frank Ross Stewart. We still keep in touch, and I consider her one of my life's blessings. Jewel gave birth to a baby girl on March 11, 1933, and named her Peggy Ann. Paul had gone into cafe business, securing a loan from grandfather and Roy. He was very successful and soon married Maude Rankin. They lived for a short time in the two-room apartment that we had at my grandparents'. Mother and Daddy had managed to increase our house size now to 5 rooms, and we were more comfortable. Daddy was able to do a lot of the work himself. However, there was still a mortgage to deal with. Since they had the mortgage with an individual and not a bank, they were able to work out satisfactory terms to get them through the depression. I always liked my teachers, some more than others. The teacher who influenced my life most was Miss Alice Craig, named Mary Alice and the daughter of John and Sally Cornelia Ferguson Craig. Miss Alice instilled in me the love of learning and doing my very best through her teaching. History really opened up to me and has always been my favorite subject. At that time, young girls did not wear makeup, and even grown women who did were viewed as coarse. Gradually, girls started coming to school with lipstick on. Miss Alice escorted them to the restroom to remove same. She finally had to give up on that since the girls had their parents' consent to wear it. At age 16, Mother carried me to a beautician for a permanent to be put in my hair. Those early permanents were scary with all the wires attached to the head and electricity being sent through them. I eventually persuaded Mother to let me wear lipstick, very light color, of course. By the time I was 17, I had grown so much taller, until now I was 5'7" tall, and still very thin. My hair was very thick and a rich dark brown, which I wore shoulder length. I had nice complexion, a dimple in my chin, and brown eyes. I wasn't happy about growing so tall, but many of my friends were too. I just hoped I had reached my height, and so it was. The year I was a senior in school, I became very ill soon after school started. I was diagnosed as having malaria fever, which was marked with high fever, chills, and anemia. It has been a proven fact that mosquitoes frequently carry this parasite. I was so ill for a few days that I really could not stay alert due to the high fevers. Gradually, as I began to improve, I started to worry about school. I kept my books beside me and read as much as I could. Mother rented a typewriter for me, and I tried to keep practicing. Friends and teachers would come by after school, and this cheered me greatly. My homeroom teacher was Miss Lucille Roach. She had a good sense of humor. I pleaded with Dr. Thomas Van Sant constantly to let me return to school. After 6 weeks, he agreed to one half day only. So I went to school and talked to Mr. Lyon. He said to let him review my record and see if what subjects I had to take could be done in the morning. The next day, he sent for me and said, "Go for graduating with your class." I plunged into the current assignments, plus enormous makeup work. I did a lot of work at home after I had rested a couple of hours. I was able to keep up the pace and was greatly honored by being selected for the National Honor Society. One of the teachers picked Mother up and brought her to Friday morning assembly to see me so honored, and she was very proud of me. I've always been proud of my mother. She made a lot of personal sacrifices to take care of me and to keep me in school. Of the class of children who started out together in first grade, when the 26 members of the 1937 graduating class checked the records, I was the only girl, and two boys, Edward Fain and Billy Hazard, who stayed the 12 years together. At that time, it was customary for the senior class to put on a class night program. Each student was featured in it. We also had a senior play in which I had a role. Baccalaureate sermons were a customary part of graduation and held on Sunday morning preceding graduation. My pastor, the Reverend J. Hill Barrett, delivered the sermon to a packed auditorium. So, in 1937, I graduated from Piedmont High School. Although I knew college was out of my reach financially, I had a determination to carve out a career for myself. With God's help, I would not be defeated. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4:7.